Lads, we're about to do podcast.
Okay, right, guys.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Today, we are joined by two dream boys, Rogan and Ryan. Woo!
Thank you for having us, Kat.
Oh, thank you for having us, Kat.
You two are male strippers. Mm-hmm.
Wow. How dare you?
She assumed our gender there,
I know,
didn't
right?
she?
I am so sorry. Right. So you don't get your kit off for money, or you do?
I do, and I love it. Yeah.
Excellent.
Ryan does it without the money. It just so happens that he gets paid at the same time. He would do it regardless.
That's good. I like to hear that. This is a sex positive podcast, and we support people getting naked no matter what, wherever.
Fantastic. Yes, we are.
Absolutely. So how long have you guys been male strippers for?
Ryan, do you want to start?
About 3 or 4 years now, probably. I started as a dancer and then went to stripping after starting to dance. Mm. And you, sir, you've been at it a long time now, haven't you?
A bit longer than that, mate, yeah.
14 years I've been a dream boy. I am the longest running dream boy and the number one dream boy in the Philippines.
No way!
Yes, I am indeed.
You've also got a bit of fluff there as well. Let me get that off for you. There
Who's
you
a good
go.
Boy?
Oh, Who's so, a good boy? Who's a good boy?
So tender. Love that.
So it's cute, right?
Love me tender.
So how the bloody hell did you get into it?
I was, did we talk about Dave? Anyway, I was doing a catwalk for Britain's Next Top Model in my underwear, as you do, when I was 22 years old. Mm-hmm. And I got approached by David Richards, who used to own the Dream Boys, RIP. And he came up and asked me if I wanted to be a Dream Boy.
Really?
And the next day I was.
Okay, so how about you?
So I started dancing when I was 20 years old. I'm 26 now. Mm. And I was dancing in clubs. Mm. So I started dancing 20 year old in clubs, corporate events, that sort of thing around the country. I was approached by Dream Boys Club Show. So we have club shows every Saturday night that run across the country for like local strip shows. And we have the Dream Boys like West End style show, the Dream Boys Tour. Approached by the club show in Newcastle, local area. Didn't know if I wanted to do it first. You know, it was like stripping. Didn't know if I wanted to go down that route. But I did, I tried it. I tried everything once, of course. So went to this local Newcastle strip show. Absolutely loved it. A bit daunting at first, looking down, thinking if it's big enough or not, you know, that sort of thing. But you get used to it.
Long story short, he's now our number one dream boy.
Stop Three, you.
You are.
He Thanks. Is the man. Everyone comes to see Ryan.
Oh, look at that.
Everyone comes to see Ryan. He's the best dancer. He's got the biggest cock. He's really annoying.
Really?
Yeah,
have you got the biggest
really
cock?
Yes, can't believe me.
How big are you?
He's very large.
Have you measured it?
9.5 inches.
Whoa!
Oh,
that is very
same,
big.
Same here.
Not the biggest we've had on this podcast, though.
Oh, really?
We had a 10.5.
Mum and Dad, do better next time.
God, were you right? So, what was your auditions like? Was that were you nervous?
I didn't have auditions.
Oh,
I just got told I was beautiful, and I just had to stand there. I've been doing it 14 years now. They still haven't realised I can't dance.
Right.
Damn it, we're on a podcast.
Oh.
No one's figured it out yet. I literally can't dance to save my life.
So do you just sort of...
They do backflips and they spin on their heads. Mm-hmm. I mince around in the middle and rip my back off. No one notices. And people are like, you're amazing. I'm like, thank you.
There you go. Well, I mean, do you do more of the talking on stage? Is there much talking on stage?
I do the hosting.
Okay,
so I
yeah.
run the Marbella show on a Friday night. So I have to fly to Marbella and back every Friday.
Fuck off, really?
Yeah, so I fly out on a Friday, come back on a Sunday, straight back into rehearsals.
That's a big carbon footprint, I must say.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck the turtles.
I need to get my knob out.
So yeah, I do a lot of talking, basically. I make up for it.
My goodness.
True.
Yeah, auditions wise, I mean, like I said, I started in Newcastle. Within a month, I was then auditioning for the tour team. So I thought it was just kind of replacing a Saturday night show. Got there, did a bit of choreography, you know, showed what I could do. And then from there, they ask you to get your cock out. And you think, is this what it's going to be about now? You know, this is my life now. And then I got the actual tour job. And they told me I had to quit my normal job. I used to be a software training consultant and ended up taking a career break to pursue Dream Boys full time. Never look back.
Yeah.
Never look back. But the audition process is brutal, should we say. It's good.
So do you guys get your knobs out on stage?
I don't, because people would ask for refunds. So we leave that to the big boys.
Okay.
Like I said, I just keep doing listening.
So there really is only a couple that get their knobs out, not all of them.
Yeah, so we have... Oh. There's eight of us in the new tour, the world tour that we're just about to start. Plug. And there'll be three of you that are capable, down to their knees, should we say. But only two or three. I think even we're going to get three out, aren't we?
Yeah, three.
We're doing
it
for the first time. It's usually end the first half with a big knob.
Yes.
In the second half with a big knob. But now we're going to get three out. There's going to be one popping up in the middle somewhere. Not mine.
Do you do anything to the knob, like put a hat on it or sort of dress it up?
It gets pumped before it goes on. Sorry, well, you take...
Your question, no, we go bear cock.
Right, bear no cock googly eyes.
No googly eyes.
Okay.
No cream on it or anything. Which is
slightly
just
disappointing,
cock,
but yeah.
Sometimes there's cream on it.
Sometimes there is, but most of the time there's not, you know. It's
not
bare,
intentionally.
It's bare cock. Not intentionally,
it's
like,
it's
got
ADHD.
Yeah. It's everywhere. But there is certain tricks to the trade. So before we go on stage, as a dancer, when you're dancing about, the blood is not going there. It's going around your body to your muscles, you know, when you're dancing. So it goes shriveled. It's like being cold. So we
sports dick.
Yes, trim dick.
Sports dick.
And then what we do, we use a cock pump to pump the blood back into it to then make sure we're ready for stage. So we'll get it back to normal flaccid size, strap it in, which hurts.
Okay.
And then go on the stage.
And who, does someone help you with the cock pumping or do you do it yourself?
Occasionally I'll run past and spit on it while he's
getting
it.
Right, he's not lying either.
While I'm getting changed, I'll run past them and just go... And then just run
back.
Just from afar. Like, not close. Not like slubber. Like, you know what I mean? Just from afar.
Just for clarity, though, it doesn't actually help me get ready for the show.
It does. You love it. You love it.
Yeah, surely that
it.
Makes it shrivel back up again, no?
Yeah,
he loves it.
I love it.
All the boys love it.
I lied.
I do a drive-by spit.
Nice. Do you guys ever make out backstage?
With each other?
Yeah.
Yes.
The fuck?
I love
if he does with the boys, no one's told me.
You're not
because
invited.
I would have been straight in. But I've never made out with one of them.
No, we
haven't.
No.
I love
we
that
haven't.
Question though, and I love Ryan's answer. Thanks, mate. Yeah, you just made us look really weird.
Yes,
cool.
I would love to think that you're all making out backstage. I mean, men think that about women, that they're all making out in the toilets.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Are you presenting your dreams to us here? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. I mean, you're the dream boy, so you've got to accommodate my dreams.
If it sells more tickets, then yes, we all make out backstage.
So what are you guys, is it mostly hen do's you have, you think?
Hen do's, birthday parties.
There's a massive demographic
just
now.
Just slags as well.
Who?
Right.
Who is the most virile? Is it the old women or the young women? Who are the most outrageous?
Yeah, do you know what's good? Because we haven't got a rule per se, but I personally would never get like a pretty girl on stage. Because it doesn't get a good reception.
So if you get picked to go on stage Dream Boys, it means you're clapped.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. When I say pretty girl, I mean like the top of the top.
Right,
because
yeah.
Girls just assume that they're part of the show or something like that.
Yeah, and people get jealous.
You get like
maybe.
An elderly lady or a gay man on stage, the reaction is insane.
Oh, okay.
Honestly. So yeah. That's what we want. At the end of the day, we're not there to... hit on guys, we're there to create an amazing reaction for the audience. So.
We're performers.
Can they touch you?
Yes.
Yes.
If we allow it, they can't just run up and like punch us or whatever.
They can't just suck. Has anyone tried doing something like sucking your dicks or something?
I knew you were going to say that. I saw the cogs turning in your head.
In the eyes.
Exactly what you were going to say. So if I just went up and just like started noshing you off.
Just off the
would you like it? Yes, yes. Yeah. It happens. You'd be surprised. When the vinos are flowing and you're on a hen do, they get pretty vigorous, but we know how to control them, so it's fine.
How do you control them?
With a firm hand and then a look towards security like, get this bitch.
Oh, okay.
If she gets too much, yeah.
If honest, our demographic is everywhere, you know, we have young people, you know, older people as well come to the show. We have like, you know, different sexualities, of course, as well, different genders even as well. And what Rogan was saying there, with regards to if they get too much, it's quite a word on stage, you know, it's always directional via conversation. So we'll always consent to touching them, consent to touching us, that sort of thing as well.
Oh, I like it, very proper.
Professional.
Firm hand.
Yeah, so the only thing...
Across the face.
Yeah, the only thing that's firm is your cock and not hands.
Exactly. Apparently, and I don't want to go in on them, but fuck it. Magic Mike, apparently. Yeah, I said it.
Oh!
Yeah, we're kicking off right
beef.
Now. Apparently, Magic Mike's like, do I have consent for your hand, my love? And then, like, take him up, like, yeah, we're not like that. We We do the damn thing.
Right. We have a good time. So you're saying that Magic Mike are pussies?
Yes.
You hear that, Magic Mike?
You heard me, Channing, you bitch.
Does he actually
what
run
is going on
the actual Magic
Yeah,
Mike?
I'm calling you out, Channing Tatum. Me and you.
Boxing
in the ring.
Match.
Let's go.
I want to see that. Naked boxing match.
God, now you're talking.
In jelly.
Come on, Channing, let's go, baby.
I would watch that. Did you bring a gift for me?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I did, yeah.
You did. Whoa.
I got your goodie bag, Kat.
Oh, my God. I need to see this. Whoa, what is in here? What is in here?
Ryan actually packed it himself, so I'm a bit scared. Of what
wow.
you're about to pull
okay.
out.
Okay.
I think I've duplicated the items actually as well, if I'm honest. I think I've give her two of one item.
It's fine.
Marshmallow willies.
Definitely one of those.
They always go down smooth.
I always have a plate of those in my house.
I bet
you do. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Thank you so much.
Our absolute pleasure.
Oh my God. And then what's this we got? I'm hoping it's a cock pump. Please say it's a
cock pump. What for?
It's used.
My cock.
Jesus Christ.
You having trouble there?
It's a bit of an anticlimax. She's about to start pumping her.
Dun, dun, dun.
A Dream Boys mug.
Oh my God.
Wow.
The best of the best.
I cannot wait to have that.
Can I have a look? I've never seen that.
You're on there.
Me.
You're on there.
That's me. Look at that.
That is beautiful. Oh, I can't wait to drink out of that.
I bet.
Oh, and then.
I might steal that. Do we have any more?
We do.
Okay, what's this?
I'll give you one later.
Is this another mug?
It is. A different one. A different one. It's a duplication.
I've duplicated the mugs.
This one's a special mug. It starts off black. When you put hot water in, it then comes down to some naked men.
I can't wait to see that.
One? Yes, it is.
It's got
yeah.
Shane's pubes on it. I'm not a fan of this one, right?
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to getting that out later.
When it gets hot, Shane's pubes are there.
I've never seen it, you know.
Yeah, no, he's got his pubes out on it. Like, when I'm trying to drink tea and I have a little rich tea biscuit and I see Shane's pubes.
Do you guys shave for the show?
I do. Obviously, Shane doesn't.
do the women want a hairy or a non-hairy willy?
Well, the willy's always... My willy's never had hair on it.
Personally, I wouldn't
sorry,
go with hair.
Sorry, did you not hit puberty?
No, it's got around it.
Have you seen
a penis covered in hair? Because you've been with some weird geezers.
To be fair, I forget. Yeah, penis... Hair doesn't grow on the penis shaft, no.
Has it been that long?
Yes.
Okay.
But it does grow around it.
It does, yes.
And do you guys shave that or keep it on?
I get rid of everything. I'm like a dolphin from the neck down.
Okay, you've got to be aerodynamic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But some girls love a bit of hair, don't they?
Yeah, I can't have hair because the cock pump won't stick correctly then.
Oh.
So it needs to create some sort of suction. There's pubes there, it won't.
So it's for science.
That's why it's my personal fluffer instead.
Science. Yeah, it's science reasons. It's medical
Absolutely.
Reasons.
Absolutely. Right, I need to know, what is the maddest thing you've seen happen at one of your shows? Like, just like, what the fuck was that?
We had people try to run on stage and attack us.
Yeah, well, some girl threw her bra at me once and I caught it and I put it on and jumped back into the crowd. I was pretty proud of that.
That's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. And I kept it on for like the whole show. She was not expecting me to do that.
Wow.
So.
Good effort.
Thank you.
Good effort. I was doing a solo, a very dark and eerie solo.
Yeah.
And I had a pair of rubber knickers thrown at me.
Rubber knickers?
Rubber knickers. Not just a pair of normal ones.
Rubber
and
knickers?
And this solo is supposed to be very serious, you know, light goes down, one spotlight on me. Okay, and these rubber knickers land on my nose.
Right.
Couldn't get them off.
Oh.
What the fuck are rubber knickers?
You mean like latex knickers?
Pretty much, yeah. I would say so. I'm not really a knicker expert.
Makes more sense.
To be fair,
latex
yeah.
makes more sense. Yeah. Rubber knickers.
But
yeah.
a serious dance.
Why am I?
You're doing like a serious solo dance.
A very serious solo, yeah.
Well, how serious does it get?
It doesn't get that serious.
It does.
Nothing gets that serious.
I take my role very seriously.
It was like an interpretive dance.
And I couldn't get them off. Like, I was shaking my head and everything. Couldn't get them off. And I just started Dream Boys. I didn't want to kind of let them down.
Mm.
So I wasn't going to just remove them. So
okay.
I kind of did like a little head shake and I just looked like a tit, if I'm honest.
But have you had someone do something like throw up on stage?
Ooh.
I've never seen anyone throw up on stage. Maybe that could be your thing, Kat, when you come to the show.
We actually
We have a press night tomorrow night if you want to come and
I
throw up on stage.
I can't make that one.
You're busy, aren't you?
Yeah, but I would give anything to throw up on stage in front of the Dream
Boys. I think if you... come from the Dream Boys, threw up on stage and then went straight to a stand-up gig and went, guess what I just did? No one would believe you.
Yeah, that's true.
No one would believe you. But I'd video it for you and then that could be the first half of your stand-up show.
Ooh, that would be good.
That'd get a standing ovation just to kick things off.
That could be good.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
How do people react when you tell them you're a male stripper?
I don't ever say that.
Oh, what would you say? Dream boy?
I don't say that either, to be honest. They say, oh, you're a dream boy. I say, it's for my sins.
But, right, yeah.
I think I sound like such a twat. Oh, yeah, I'm a male stripper.
What about you?
I do tell them I'm a male stripper, yes. It doesn't really go down well, especially with girls. You know, really? No one trusts you at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, with dating, do women get funny about it?
100%, yeah. 100%. It's very hard to date being a stripper.
We're single to the day that we die.
And that's not because of how I am as a person or trustworthy, that sort of thing, or untrusting. It's the fact that you're a male stripper. There's a stigma behind it.
Yes.
And it's very hard to win someone over because you're a male stripper.
I wonder if the stigma is worse for men or women. I guess because women strippers, it's more like you're doing it in a private room. I guess at least in male strippers, it's more of the sort of
with
event.
Us, like, we're on stage, we're performing, like it's, and we bring girls on stage, but it's not like we're going into behind the curtain and doing whatever for like a dirty 30 or whatever.
I wish they
did
do that.
Yeah, I mean, we
that's going to be sick. No, I don't want that.
Well, yeah, so we're it's a performance, you know what I mean? Like, it's we are professional dancers. Keep in mind, I can't dance. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah,
but we are professional dancers, so it's a bit different to being on a pole and going into the behind the curtain, if you will.
True. I kind of wish they would make that, though. Like a male strip club.
I mean, we actually, on the Saturday night after the London show, we do private dances now. We've just started.
Really?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
How much is one of those?
30.
That's
30,
cheap.
30.
No touching.
I bloody pay 30.
That's what they keep telling us.
Right.
Because we get carried away.
But if I were to slip a 5 in your butt crack, you might
slip a finger.
I wouldn't even feel it. It would just go straight up. Right.
Dolphin.
Damn, I can't wait to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I like that.
Get your fivers out.
So what costumes... Right, what themes have you got on stage?
So Ryan became a doctor today, didn't you, mate?
I did, yeah. I've got a brand new show this year coming out. And a lot of different themes. You've got cowboy country themes in there. You've got paramedics now. I'm now a paramedic for my solo.
Ooh.
So I come on stage as a doctor, basically. And, you know, heal the girl on stage or whoever's on stage.
Okay.
We've got things like boy band segments now in the show.
We've got the full works. Fireman, policeman, every cliche you could imagine. But
okay.
But directed by Jordan Durrell, who is...
Okay.
So he was Michael Jackson in Thriller on the West End for like 12 years.
Oh.
He is the best dancer and choreographer, genius of a man.
Mm-hmm.
He tells us what to do. He's our daddy. So we've got that. So it's not... It's like you would come to a show and you'd expect something. You will leave thinking something completely different. The new Dreamboy show is unbelievable, thanks to Jordan.
Yeah.
What is the most popular theme?
Police is always a good one, isn't
police
it?
Police and country themed. Yeah. So cowboys are in currently.
I do a thing in Marbella, so on a Friday night, I will go on and one of my Spanish dancers, Oscar, he will come on in full SWAT. So before he comes on, I'll go out and go, girls, you've caused too much of a racket. Like, we're going to have to shut it down.
Ruckus.
The police are here. The police are. And it goes, whoop, whoop, the sound of the police. And then Oscar comes out in SWAT. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then we'll go, ah! So, yeah.
Do people believe it for a second?
Yes, they do.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I get them good. Like a split second, I really get them. It's great.
Oh, do you guys ever do yourselves solo? Like, have you guys ever done private shows in houses?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What are they like?
So good, you know, to be fair. Yeah. I love private gigs. Love private gigs. I do hen parties. I don't actually do hen parties.
Oh, my God. Tell them where you've been recently.
Oh, Sidemen.
No.
Okay. Where then?
The old folks' home, goddammit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I forgot
he's been
that.
Causing cardiac arrest and he just forgets about it.
That's why I'm a paramedic now.
Who hired...
At least then you can like, bring it back. Yeah.
Who booked a stripper at the...
All of them. All
they
of them.
They asked for it.
Like, we did it once and it's become like a global sensation.
I have about 6 gigs in the next month in care homes.
No way.
They love it.
They replace bingo nights and karaoke nights and singer nights with strippers coming in
with
now.
Ryan's cock.
It's honestly brilliant.
Do you get your cock out?
Yeah.
No.
I love it. 93-year-old Pat
Has
2 weeks ago.
Has anyone died yet?
Not yet.
They will.
Who is this, like, funded by the NHS or something?
I fucking hope so. That's where your taxes are going.
That, oh my God. Like, do they, like, what are the people's reaction? The old people's reaction?
They're honestly,
like,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like they've never seen a cock before in their life.
It's probably been a few years.
Probably a few cobwebs there.
And they've probably never seen one that big either, so.
Literally, that's it, yeah.
I'm so surprised no one's died yet.
And do their dentures just fall out of their mouth?
Some are just so dirty, though. Some are just so dirty.
Really?
Because they probably don't give a
fuck
anymore.
They'll get their flip phones out and they'll try and get close to it. They do. They flip the Motorola out. The Nokias. Oh. After playing a game of Snake and they say you're Snake in real life instead.
Oh my God.
Honestly. Oh, the reactions are great, honestly. But then I think about my grandma. God rest her soul. Rest in peace, grandma. Loved that.
R.I.P.
I think about my grandma watching that. I think, I couldn't imagine that.
Yeah.
But now living it, I can.
Oh, it's wow.
Mad. Yeah, I bet.
But I mean,
I bet
your
mum loved it as well, bless her.
Yeah.
I mean, I did read that, you know, like dementia, probably the best things for dementia is music and animals, and I'm probably stripping.
And penis.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, nothing, I mean, a cock is going to bring back memories, isn't it?
So, for the last few years of my nan's life, she, because I look just like my granddad did.
Okay.
So, for the last few years of my nan's life, she thought I was her husband.
What a stud.
That's awkward.
Sex was hella weird. It was so weird. But we got through it.
Goodness.
We got through it. It was fine.
I'm glad you worked it out.
We did.
With grandma.
This is new to me. I love it.
No, it was, yeah, it happened.
Wish I had that experience.
Tell me about it.
Do you ever watch this podcast and think, God, I'd be a lot more interested in what she has to say if she was naked? Well, guess what? You can find me naked over on my OnlyFans. Yes, I am willing to do a lot of things for money. That's right. My OnlyFans is the only place where you can see explicit content of me and also talk to me directly in my DMs. I also have an Admire Me VIP, which you can also subscribe to. It's mostly the same content, but I also have a premium shop there where you can buy explicit videos of me without a subscription. And you can find both these websites at www.catbaker.co.uk, where you can find all your fapping needs. That's it. It's www.catbaker.co.uk. Do you have... Wait, okay, so if you do, like, a private show, is it ever a bit cold and a bit awkward?
I don't do many private shows because due to not having a massive cock.
Right.
So it would be a bit of an anticlimax.
Okay.
But right, so
it is awkward because you sometimes have to beg for the reaction. You know, because some people that are at hen parties, for example, are like people's mothers or mother-in-laws. So they don't want to react to it. So you have to kind of beg the audience. The worst one I've had, I had a Romanian party to go and strip for in London, actually.
And, Romanian?
A Romanian. And it was girls there, but also with the husbands.
Oh.
It was like a family party. That's how I'm going to explain it. Family party. I did my whole set with no reaction at all throughout. Got my cock out. And then no reaction still. I had to walk off with no reaction.
Oh.
Collected my money and went.
Who paid you? One of the Romanian geezers?
Yeah.
Did he stuff it in your pants?
There's no reaction there. They just give us it and went. There was no conversation at all after.
Who that sounds booked horrible. You,
this Romanian family guy.
That sounds horrible. Honestly, it was honestly the worst nightmare.
Awful.
That is
I couldn't
awful.
Sleep for 4 days.
You will dance for me, boy.
Man, that is awkward. Because I've done awkward comedy gigs before, but I don't get naked in them.
Okay, why not?
Maybe. Well, I was thinking I should try.
Yeah, you should try.
But then if people laugh.
Think about the care homes.
If people laugh at that, then that's a lose-lose, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Have you ever had someone cry when you've stripped for them?
Thankfully, no.
Thankfully, no. I was going to say, yeah. I think it's all based on consent. So if they want to come on stage, they will.
Crime of joy, maybe. Cause
True. Crime of joy.
Yeah. Some hens will say no to you when you get there because they might not want a stripper. So you just kind of choose one of their friends or family members. But they've never really cried, no.
You know, my friend posted in our group chat yesterday. She's planning a hen do. And she was like, I want to go see Magic Mike.
Channing, I swear to God. you. Yeah, well, no, Magic Mike's a really good show, apparently.
But Dream Boys is better.
Yes, that is fact.
Okay, why is it better than Magic Mike?
Because we've got the biggest cocks in Europe.
Okay.
For a start.
In the world, probably, actually.
Don't flatter yourself. Don't flatter yourself. But also, like I said, Jordan was Michael Jackson in Thriller for 12 years. Yes, these boys have just hit the West End in the last year or two, and right. Channing's taught them how to do a little shimmy. But we've been doing it since the 1970s, baby. Yeah. Dream Boys are... The proof's in the pudding. Just come and see it, you'll see.
Dream Boys have been around a long time.
We have.
I do remember that name. I used to live in Brighton and...
Yeah, 1970s. Yeah, Magic Mike's like brand new. They're just learning the ropes, man. They're just learning off us, you know?
Then again, with the whole movie of Magic Mike and everything coming out as well, it has helped the industry.
It was great for business. Yeah. Great for business.
Was it for the Dream Book?
Yeah, good business. As much as I joke, because me and Channing are mates, you see, we go way back.
Right, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I jest.
I dated him, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
So I jest, obviously, but they were huge. Like, that film coming out was amazing for us.
Yeah.
It just boosted. Everyone wanted to come see the Dream Boys, and obviously them and Magic Mike came out a few years after that. So it's healthy competition. It's healthy.
Okay.
It's
healthy. Okay. Do your shows get filthier?
Yes. Like I said, like Magic Mike is very much like, do I have consent to take your hand, my darling? And then
do they get their knobs out at Magic Mike?
I don't know.
Just dancers.
Well, fuck that. Yeah, I want to see knob.
Thank you. And also, they have a girl that comes on stage and it's theatrical dance on ribbons or whatever they do. I don't know.
I don't want to see that.
And then, exactly. But it's a girl. It's an actress. We get the crowd involved. We get everyone involved. We are the Dream Boys.
I want to see a knob swinging.
God, yeah.
That's what I want to... And
now?
God, yeah.
Ryan! Yeah. Sorry.
Give her 5 minutes.
Sorry.
And I want to be swinging from that knob.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you mean mine?
Don't. Ryan! Yeah.
Wow. I've pulled. I'm going home.
Yeah, I might as well just... Yeah, I'll just go sit over there. I'll just sit over there like a cuck, shall I?
Yeah, go on. Just watch in the corner.
That's going to be our...
Like Channing Tatum was.
That's going to be our Patreon special.
That's it. I mean, with Magic Mike as well, what I've heard in the grapevine is they're not really like a brotherhood. It's just dancers who are working a job.
Oh, God, we're probably going in, aren't we?
But
going.
It's true.
The higher Newcastle all the time.
Right.
Apparently. Allegedly.
Mm.
And they're not really like a brotherhood. They don't really go and talk together, that sort of thing. It's like you might be working some nights, not the others. Whereas we go around the world together and we all like brothers.
20 minutes down the road, there were six vigorous Dream Boys waiting for us to get back so we can all have dinner together and then have a pint.
That's lovely.
We are brothers.
And then you're all going to make out.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
Why has this become a thing? But yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Fuck.
Why
not? I love that.
Yeah, we're just going to stand up 69 each other and just...
To be fair though, we are on the same bed tonight, so...
Yes, we are. But they didn't need to know that. They didn't need to know
now they do.
Do you guys do your own OnlyFans?
Yes.
Ah, do you guys get naked on there?
Yes.
Oh.
Because I can edit my cock on there, you see.
Yeah. You can put the googly eyes
of the
on.
Tree.
Post pic.
Yeah, and the little hat.
Yeah. Amazing. You know, I did actually, once someone sent me a dick pic and they had a top hat on their cock.
Fuck. It's genius.
I don't know, but what didn't I think about it? Why not show the whole thing?
Did you appreciate the top hat?
I did. I thought, bloody hell, that's funny.
Like an emoji? Or like an actual...
No, an actual top hat.
How big was his cock?
Oh, it was tiny. He had a micro penis and then he had a tiny little...
Oh, and he had a mini hat.
Yeah, it was like on OnlyFans. It wasn't like someone I was dating. That would be...
Okay. Cool. So you were perving on a man on OnlyFans? So you purchased...
No, he was sending it to me. I was doing a dick rating.
Oh, do you have OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah, I'm a internet whore.
What were you going to say something else then? What you
a slut? But then I was like, internet whore sounds more professional.
It does, yeah, but slut sounds awesome. We're sluts.
Internet slut.
Yeah. Internet slut. Yeah, not slut in real life. Oh no.
No. I'm a virgin. Persona.
I'm on the internet, of course.
Yeah,
absolute whore.
So all my audience are very, very horny.
Hi, horny people.
Yeah. And do you know what, horny people? Right.
We've got something in common.
Well, I am a follower, so I am one of these people.
Yeah. Exactly.
I am a horny watcher. Hi, me.
But I've actually had some horny people send in some problems for us to answer.
Gosh.
Oh, and we need to answer them together. Are you ready for this?
Can I get a beer first?
Yeah, go grab another beer.
Ryan's going to be steaming after half a beer as well, by the way.
So I'm going to play this fan problem, and we need your help answering it, okay, lads?
I'm so ready for this.
I want to be... Right, let me explain. This is my problem. I want to be a male stripper, but I'm not particularly attractive. I just sort of have a fantasy of being a stripper. I'm just not the best looking in the world. So, what should I do? How do I proceed? Thanks, Kat.
So he wants
Thanks,
to...
Kat.
I want to
He wants to be a male stripper, but he's ugly.
Yeah. Just give up.
Right. Do you have to be hot to be a male stripper?
That's not mean, is it? We're dream boys. We hold ourselves to a high pedigree. You have to look a certain way. You have to dance a certain way. Don't tell them I can't dance.
Okay.
But you say dream boys, though. Said male stripper. I've seen a lot.
Yeah, he doesn't
have
to be a dream boy.
We're not going to encourage him to just get his cock out because he could do it in public and get arrested.
True.
I think plastic surgery.
Okay.
And then dance lessons.
Is there not a market somewhere for fat and ugly male strippers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So for my friend once, I hired a roly-poly.
That's what they're called. Roly-polies. I forgot what they're called. Yeah.
Massive bird turned up. I made her eat. I didn't make her. I paid her.
Yeah.
I paid her to eat. My friend hates the smell of food, like anyone else eating food.
Eat it, Bruce.
I got her to turn up. She dressed him as a baby. She put a nappy on him. And then she ate McDonald's and wiped it in his face. And he still hasn't forgiven me now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was like stripper on stripper crime.
Great.
Oh, so he was a stripper as well?
No, she was, and I am.
Oh.
My friend was just an innocent bystander.
I love got that. Involved. I do remember when I was like 18 at uni, for my friend's 19th birthday, someone got one of those like 70-year-old male strippers that come along. And
like Danny DeVito in Friends?
Yeah, basically like that.
That's awesome. I love anything like that. That's funny.
Yeah. It gets a bit awkward though after a minute.
That's the best part. Who wants like a good-looking stripper? That's boring.
Yeah, I guess it is a good laugh. Getting
if you want to come and see the best-looking guys doing the best dancing, you come and see the Dream Boys. If you want to have a laugh, get on the blower, get a roly-poly, and just have fun with
it. Yeah, but I mean, it's good for you guys, because if you were to get old and fat,
which I'm sure we will.
At some point.
I mean, I already am halfway there, to be honest with you.
Right. How often do you guys go to the gym?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but I ruptured/burst. I like the word burst. My bicep.
Furiously wanking. Yeah.
It was at a show.
Furiously wanking. Yeah.
They won't have me back again.
Yeah.
I picked someone up for a photo.
Because
I'm kind of like the big boy.
Right.
They come to me and I stand in the middle and I sweep everyone off their feet and we have a photo. And then this guy came up and he was very large and he had a wig on.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, "Can you pick me up?" I was like, "Yeah, no problem." Talking to someone else, I did it. I just went,
"Ooh."
So I can't actually go to the gym for a long time.
Oh.
I'm out for a few weeks. So
How are you going to stay? What happens if you get?
I'm just going to like do lots of cardio.
Okay.
And have lots of sex, hopefully.
There you go. That'll work at the old people's home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With myself and Pamela Henderson
in the corner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. How often do you go to gym?
At the minute, not very often. We've got rehearsals, so
we're
quite
dancing 10 hours a day, aren't we?
Yeah.
So it's so like
a lot of cardio anyway. But normally 3 to 4 times a week, I try and go.
Do you guys want to flex?
Yes.
Do it with you.
Go on, the boy.
Oh, nice.
You like that?
Can I touch?
Get involved, Kat.
For me first. Come on.
Look at mine.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Oh, yeah.
Is that a heart?
Yep.
God, yeah, I can feel it.
God, yeah, your hand, that must have hurt your hand.
Yes.
It was so steely.
Yes, it's very impressive. It's actually, like, I am impressed, it's good.
There is a bicep there,
guys.
There
is, for sure.
Do you want to see my cock now?
Yeah, flex it. I'll touch it.
Pop that pussy.
Please don't encourage him. He will literally get his cock out and I will literally lose my job.
I'm surprised someone hasn't got their cock out on this podcast yet, but...
Don't encourage him.
You haven't seen behind the camera yet.
Should have had a few potential.
Yeah, definitely.
Did Bonnie Blue not get her cock out?
No.
Get a sacky clit out and slap you on the face with it?
No, she said not today.
Wow. Boring.
Wow.
Right, I've got one more problem for you.
Oh,
lads, this is
for that guy though. By the way, there's a market for everyone. So follow your
dreams. I love that.
Go for it.
I love that. Very positive.
Very diplomatic.
Yes.
I say, give up.
Right, this is a woman that sent this in.
Excellent. Here we go.
Hi, Kat.
is this you?
Farming
no.
love. I went to a
this is definitely
male strip show the other day. and they got me up on stage, and I fell in love with a man doing the stripping. I, even though there was hundreds of people in the room, I felt like he only had eyes for me. It felt like the world melted away and it was just the two of us.
That's how he tries to make everyone feel.
I should ask this male stripper out.
Have you guys fallen in love on stage dancing for an old woman?
No.
No?
But so with my new solo that I do in the world tour that tickets are available for now.
Link down below.
Link down below, yes. I have a solo which is usually I'm on stage and I'm bubbly and I'm reacting with the crowd. Mm-hmm. So Jordan has directed me for this particular solo to all he wants me to do is look at the girl and act like there's no one else, like she said. There's no one else in the world. And it's just me and her. And I have to... My objective every night on tour, which is the next year of my life, is to make a girl fall in love with me every night.
Oh, and does it work?
We haven't started the tour yet. But our press night is tomorrow, so it's my first chance tomorrow.
Even sort of like doing the job we do, if you fall in love with us, we've done the job properly.
Yeah. Right.
We have to be sensual.
Do you fall in love with them?
No.
No.
No. Why not?
Because we fall in love with each other instead.
Very sensual. Thought
so.
Don't next time, please.
Clip that.
Cut. Cut. The dream boys, right, ladies and gents.
The dream boys are all having sex with each other.
Backstage.
Oh, but if a woman...
She's speechless.
Could a woman at one of your shows ask you guys out?
No. She... We can... What are the rules? So we don't shit where we eat.
Yeah.
And we are... It's strict rules. We're not to partake in anything like that.
Yeah.
If she was, for example, to follow me on Instagram, follow the Dream Boys on Instagram, find out who I am, DM me, and I happen to meet her in a hotel 2 weeks later and smash her back doors in.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely fine.
Yes.
That's absolutely
right,
fine.
Right, yeah.
But at the show, no.
Yeah.
Based on a true story.
You got to keep it professional. But at the end of the day...
I'm going to spill my beans now. So, when I first started Dream Boys, I've learned from mistakes, basically. So, that exactly happened,
Scared.
3-4 weeks later, I end up in a hotel with this lovely customer once, but now...
Customer?
Now
don't
female
call them
friend.
A customer 4 weeks later.
Now
hello,
female
customer.
Friend. Professional PG.
You haven't mentioned
from
it.
One of the normal shows, not the old people shows.
Normal shows, not the old people shows. Unfortunately, but yeah, that happened, and I woke up with a camera on my face, and I've shagged a dream boy.
No.
Yeah, her phone filming.
Camera.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like the fucking BBC, so like Watchdog
with
or something.
My face, saying, I've shagged a dream boy. Never did it again.
Do you know what she did? Did she post it on socials or something?
I don't know. I really don't know.
That's weird.
So weird, isn't it?
That's creepy.
Yeah. But yeah.
Awesome.
I have to clarify, though. I saw her again after the show, so it wasn't even at the show, or from the show.
Right,
it was
after,
so anyway, we're doing a local show.
There was time in between.
Yeah.
That made it okay, yeah.
I'm climbing in the hole now. It's that deep.
Well... There you go, ladies. For the very few women that watch my podcast, it is mostly men.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hi, boys.
But I, you know, hopefully with you guys being on here, that more women will watch it.
I hope so. I'm willing to collaborate on Instagram.
There we go.
We can bring a few cheekers to the channel.
Exactly. Ladies. Dream boys. Do you ever think, God, I hope this podcast episode never ends? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to end, because I have a Patreon with hours and hours and hours more podcast content. Oh my God. That's right. I have solo episodes of me jabbering on my own. But then I also have exclusive interviews where we get even more in depth into juicy topics that I can't talk about here. It is well worth the £4 subscription. I am telling you, you need to head over there. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow. It really helps support this podcast, because guess what? I'm not the most brand friendly person. A lot of brands don't want to sponsor me. The world, it wants to silence me, but I cannot be silenced over on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow.
That's why mostly men.
Because she's a sexy little girl.
Yeah, yeah. Because
I don't think the lads realise that your main thing is OnlyFans.
Yeah, it's my main thing is OnlyFans.
Yeah, so yeah. I kind of gathered that. I've been watching you for a while.
Right. Yeah,
I've been watching you for a while. So I got.
Are you the one on the Dream Boys account? Or is that someone else?
No, Ryan runs the Dream Boys account.
Oh, okay.
Why has he been messaging?
Who did I message?
Has he been sending?
Who did
I messaging me personally?
That was our Queen Bee.
The Queen. There was a lady.
So
I messaged.
Alice is a big fan of yours. So
right.
Alice, can I just say, absolute boss bitch, beautiful lady.
There we
that
go.
Runs the Dream Boys, keeps us in check. She's 31 years old.
Yeah, about that.
So yeah, she's a young entrepreneur that owns the Dream Boys and whips.
She owns the Dream Boys.
She does indeed.
She's
that's
fantastic.
Alice, yeah.
I love that.
She owns the Dream Boys. She is our boss and she is sexy.
I
shouldn't have said that.
Probably shouldn't, but.
No, but she is. And yeah.
What are we going to do? Sack me?
That's inspire
me.
I'm gonna hire a group of men off the street and start a rival male strip gang.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty much what Channing Tatum did.
Bastard. What a bastard he is.
I'll kill you, Channing.
Yeah, we're all going to be a bastard.
Fuck
right.
You, Channing Tatum. Why?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah! Dream Boys!
Fuck you, Channing Tatum. Just fuck me instead.
Yeah, I would also let him fuck me, to be fair.
Yeah. He's pretty hot, although
yeah, it's fucking
awesome. He did get a bit fat at one point, but I think he's...
Wow, we all did.
We've all been there.
I've been doing this 14 years, trust me. There's some highs and some lows.
Yeah, to be fair.
Some highs and some lows.
During COVID, I got a bit fat, so we've all been there.
Fine.
Yeah,
okay. We power through.
Exactly.
COVID pounds.
I think we'll do it. We'll do a little bit longer, and then we're going to do a dance. Did you guys?
I
you
can't
might
dance, Kat, but Ryan can.
But you're going to gyrate.
I'm going to take my top off and rub your hand down my rock hard abs.
I'm fine with that.
Is that okay?
That is totally.
Do
like
you
that's
consent?
How I get away with not dancing. It's great.
Great.
Don't tell anyone.
Do you guys get tips when you're on stage?
I wish.
I was going to say yeah. I wish.
In Marbella. Rumble last week. Mm. Oh, he's gutted because he wasn't there. So Rumble, amazing dancer. He was mid-strip and a lady came up. She was beautiful as well. She came out of the crowd and slapped a 50 euro note on his ass.
Oh.
And he was like,
what the dream. Eh.
And then I peeled it off, didn't tell him about it, straight in the pocket. But
bonus.
No, I did tell him.
Yeah.
It's very great.
I found £20 on the floor outside the other day.
Bought some fags.
Yeah. Not gonna lie, I was pretty chuffed myself.
Yeah, good stuff.
But like...
Were you begging?
No, I actually wasn't. Okay. Not this time. I do think, because I've been to America, right? And it is better when they have, because they have the $1 notes.
So we have Dream Boy dollars.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can purchase them. And then you can stick them down. But like, it doesn't really happen on the tour. Because we're on stage. It's very difficult. The Saturday shows, the club shows, very easy to tip and stick down and whatever else.
Yeah.
But at the tour, we're a performance, darling. We perform at like some of the biggest theatres in the world.
But could you, you know what you should do? You should get those like guns that shoot T-shirts and you have guns that shoot like dollars.
We have those.
Oh, God. So you've actually thought
one
it
step
through.
Ahead,
well, yeah,
yeah,
you are one step.
We've
maybe
going,
should do this as a job, well, but yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like we've been doing it for 50 years.
Oh, man. Because I've often thought, right, about... I've never done stripping. I've been a webcammer, right? I've done OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I hear in the actual strip clubs, the industry is dying.
Yeah, it is. Heavily.
But is it not in your... do you think it's with like the bigger shows?
The cost of living is affecting everyone.
Mm.
Sorry to take a dark turn.
No,
on this.
I want to hear it.
Amazingly hilarious podcast, but the cost of living is affecting everyone. And although we are thriving because everyone loves the Dream Boys, it's taking a hit on everything.
Mm.
Cock included.
Yeah. I did go to, the last Hindu I went to, we went to something called Bongo's Bingo.
Oh, yeah. I've never been to that, but don't you work, you do some
I
stuff
I used to
that.
Work for like Rave Bingo and everything, yeah. It's like Bongo Bingo.
I was like...
Did you hate it?
Well, I was just like, I'd rather just see a strip show.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Whereas I think there's still a huge market for that, whereas maybe more the guys going to the strip club with the women...
It's dying out because do you know what it is? It's because of OnlyFans. It's because of us. It's because of you, darling.
I know.
You've
it's
killed
my
the
fault.
Strip clubs.
Yeah.
Kat single-handedly has destroyed strip clubs.
Yeah.
Because they can just go home and choose their favourite girl.
Mm.
Like you, Kat. and then they can.
I would say shows are really popular still. Really popular.
We're talking about strip clubs.
Yeah, of course.
Where shows
like ours and like Rave Bingo, which I work for still now, Rave Bingo, are still popping off.
100%. Because it's different. For us, putting on a performance and being the Dream Boys is something you always do on a Hindu birthday party.
Yeah.
Dream Boys. That's always going to be a thing. Mm. We will always be a thing. Whereas with a strip club, it's like they can just go home and sign up to OnlyFans.
Yeah. But also, I think it's like back in the day, like, blokes might have been at work together and then they go strip club, whereas that, like, human resources and shit, that would not fly now.
Exactly.
Whereas Hendu...
Hendu's never going away.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to get married and divorced and then married again.
And stag do's, bloody... everyone I know doing having a stag do at the moment, they all go bloody walking in the moors now rather than fucking strip...
Gimps. Absolutely.
I know.
Get yourself to Dream Boys, even if you're sleeping. Yeah. It's a fucking good time. And also, do you know what I figured out the other day, right? So we had a huge booking the other day for Marbella.
Mm.
Like 14 lads. I'm like, there can't be a group of friends that are all gay.
No.
14 gay guys together. If there are, amazing. I can't wait to see you. However, I think they've cottoned on. There's going to be 150 drunk, horny women in one place.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Fuck.
Why not book a booth of lads? Why not book a group of lads?
That is
true. They are going to clean up because they will be moist.
That is so true.
And then we're not going to... You know, we're disappearing, we're off.
That is true. If I went to a male strip show and I'd just been teased for like an hour or whatever, I'd be like, I'm horny now. Steve.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Steve and Kev over there are just waiting.
Yeah.
You just got yourself a new customer, boys.
See, there we go.
Yeah, because it's a bit
it's
like...
It's so clever. They're so clever.
I remember I had I used to always go to this like gay club and I had a straight male mate who would come with me and they would have all these sort of sexy male dancers and there's so many straight women there with no one to sort of pick up the pieces.
I can't believe people hadn't figured that before. Yeah. If you are a group of 14 straight guys that are coming to my bear next month, hats off to you. Hats off to you, lads. You are geniuses.
Cats off to you.
Living in 100 years ahead of everyone else because you're going to have a hell of a night.
That's genius. The Dream Boys really is for everyone then.
Exactly that.
Definitely.
Christ, lads. If you haven't bought a ticket already, I mean, guys.
We're going to end up just 500 straight lads.
We do actually have stag do's come though as well, like to wind the stag up.
So have people come to the show on
the stag do just to wind the stag up as well.
But now those lads that are there on the stag do know they could also pick up chicks there.
100%.
Pick up the chicks.
If we end up with
pretty flat of a white guy
guys on our next show, then I'm very sorry.
I can't wait. Can't wait.
I'll be there to pick them up.
Oh yeah, and then Kat will be there to pick them up.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's gonna work the other way around. It's never ending.
It's like the food chain.
Exactly, yeah.
Now lads, I think it's about time.
I think it's about time, don't you?
Yeah, go on.
But you do something special for me.
Get me cock out. It's finally time.
It's time to do a little dance. I know you said we wouldn't do it, and I said you have to do it, or I will kick off.
We're here to do a podcast, Kat. We're here to talk about our show and about how amazing it is. We're here to have intellectual conversation with you, and all you want to do is see us naked.
You're
not pieces of meat.
I'm sorry, mate, but I'm going to kick off if you don't get your... Close
we are
right now.
Of meat, aren't we?
Yeah.
We will.
Lads,
you've got to do it.
Little tease on what we do.
Well, let's go into that now.